Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
It's the 10th anniversary of Rick Repsinger's membership in our Brain Trust. Rick. Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you.
Welcome back, folks. We're celebrating the 10th anniversary of Rick Repsinger hanging out with us in the Brain Trust, all the great things he's brought us over the years. Rick,
really, 10 years?
Thank you for 10 great years. How about that?
10 years, really?
Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's amazing. that's amazing.
So, anyway, we always like to recognize folks who've hung in there with us for a long time. We appreciate it very much. It's been fun. Give us a website, please.
It's onpointconsultingllc.com.
All right. So
and by the way, just related to that, on this topic on influencing, we were talking on the break, we've got a lot of blogs on the website and an ebook where we talk a little bit about how to influence effectively that people might find interesting.
So check that out, folks, and onpointconsulting.com.
LLC.com.
onpointconsultingllc.com. All right, so... I had an idea for where we wanted to go in this segment, and remind me what it was, because I know you do.
it was about how to use this information to be able
Oh, yeah,
to,
the different ways. Thank you. I just, you know, I only have two or three other things in my mind here doing the show. So, yeah, I could see where, as you're developing this research, folks, the research is showing how people behave going up the org chart, down the org chart, across the org chart, if they're male, if they're female. So if you're a male direct report and you're trying to influence your female boss, or flip that around the other way, I could see where this research would be very handy to sort of do a Mr. Potato Head kind of thing, plug in the pieces of the puzzle here and there, and look around and see, would you then compare that to how the people actually behave, or would you presume something? What would you do?
Yeah, I think there,
because these aren't hard and fast, right? I mean, there are exceptions to these, of course.
Yeah, and I think that's what you have to be cautious of. This does give you some guidance, both in terms of what men and women can do to enhance their ability to influence more effectively. It gives you some general idea. It also might give you some insight into what you might be able to do to influence either a male or female colleague or boss. I do think, though, that you have to be cautious of overly generalizing and stereotypes.
But you can test, you can push, you can bump them, you can bump them, you can sort of, you know, approach them in a certain way and see how they react. See, I'm thinking you should call this your influencing toolkit.
Yeah. But and it does, I mean, the research did provide us some real insights in what it takes to be effective as an influencer. You know, so for example, one insight is to not be overly reliant on rational persuasion or reasoning, because, you know, that's the most popular influence.
That's the way guys would do it.
And women too.
That you found out, but before your research, guys wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah, not necessarily, right? They wouldn't. They would have made an assumption about how women go about it, which would be incorrect. But the idea is not to be overly reliant on that. And this again is where women might have a little bit of an advantage, because they also seem to be more willing to use other tactics like consulting and inspiring. And apprising, you know, to augment their influence attempt.
See, I see this as much in my world, the way I think about the marketplace, especially. I see this as great insight for salespeople, professional salespeople,
right?
For helping them understand, because see, today, Rick, when you're a professional salesperson, B2B, you're doing B2B sales. You've got to be much more analytical. You've got to be much more, you got to understand the personality. I mean, it's so hard to get in front of people these days, Rick, that once you actually do, you can't afford to blow it. You can't waste one. They're just a face-to-face with a real live qualified prospect is such a hard thing to accomplish these days in B2B. that you can't waste one. You gotta make something out of all of them. And right. I would think that your research would help them be a little smarter about it. What do you think?
No, absolutely. And it also goes back to that key tenet of influencing, is that you influence the person from their point of view, not your point
exactly.
of view. Exactly. So the more you know about your prospect or the other person, the better able you are to sort of talk their language
right.
or position your request or proposal in light of a way that they see the benefit or that meets their
absolutely.
Needs.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And it's all about meeting their needs.
Very interesting. Hey, Rick, give us the website again, please.
It's onpointconsultingllc.com.
Check it out, folks, and all the books are there that Rick has written and co-authored. Come back soon, Rick. Again, thanks for 10 great years.
I will. Thanks very much, Jim. Great
Rick
to
Lepsinger,
be part.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Lassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.